stories about the bright side of education.
Somos Sunnyside!
Hello and welcome to Somos Sunnyside. My name is Mario Castro and I'm the Director of Career and Technical Education, otherwise known as CTE, for the Sunnyside Unified School District, where we proudly offer 25 programs between Sunnyside and Desert View High School. In honor of CTE Month in February, we'll bring you a special series of podcast episodes to highlight the amazing work happening in some of our high school CTE classrooms. Career and Technical Education provides rigorous and relevant coursework, preparing individuals for their dream careers after graduation. I'm so glad you're here, and I hope you enjoy our special series as we hear from teachers and students and the path to becoming college, career, and community ready.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Somos Sunnyside. I'm your host, Jose Gastown, the proud superintendent of the Sunnyside Unified School District. And I have the pleasure and honor of being here at Sunnyside High School this afternoon. And we're coming to you from room 206, right? The old 200 hall here. And we're visiting the education professions classroom. And the teacher of ed professions here at Sunnyside is Mrs. Leticia Kraft. How are you, Ms. Kraft?
I'm good.
So happy to be here. Happy to learn a lot more about what this class offers and what students learn. We also got special guests here. We have some students, and we're continuing this trend of exploring CTE classes and some of the classes that are offered here in the Sunnyside Unified School District through Sunnyside High School and Desert View High School. And so what we want to capture is all these great classes we have to offer, right, in terms of CTE. So let me introduce my guests, or maybe I should let them introduce themselves. So you want to go ahead?
Hello, I am Brian Rodriguez. I'm a junior. You want
to? My name is Mari Lujan. I'm a junior too.
So we have Brian and we have Mari, as they just introduced themselves. They're junior students here at Sunnyside, and they're in the Ed Professions class. So before we get started, I just want to, you know, I always like to ask the question of, tell us a little bit about yourself. I think it's awesome for the public and the listeners to know who you are, what you're doing, what your goals are, you know, how did you get here? You know, some of those things that are just interesting questions. And so I'm going to start with Ms. Kraft here. So tell us a little bit about yourself in terms of your experiences, you know, in terms of your career and when you were a student, because from what I understand is you're a Sunnyside grad as well.
Yes, I am. I'm a Sunnyside product. So I went to Elvira, I went to Sierra, and I graduated here from Sunnyside in 2003. And I have always been a part of Sunnyside. So I went to the U of A, I graduated with my bachelor's in education, and then I came right back to the district. So I have been teaching for 15 years. I'm in my 15th year of teaching. I started at Sierra Middle School when it was a middle school, and I taught 7th grade there. And then I went to Star Academic, and I taught a couple years there. And then I went to Lawford Middle School, and then I went to Desert View. And I've always taught English or language arts up until I came to Sunnyside. This is my second year of teaching ed professions at Sunnyside. So it was such a big shift going from an English teacher now to a CTE teacher.
Well, good. And so, you know, that's just another amazing story of another Sunnyside product. I mean, as I've mentioned many times before in other episodes, a lot of our Sunnyside graduates come back and they get back to a community who gave them so much as students. And so it's always an awesome mm-hmm. story to hear the Crafts here in the district. You know, Ms. Kraft here comes from a family of educators. I had the pleasure and opportunity of teaching alongside her father, Steve O'Gean. So shout out to Mr. O'Gean. Yes. Back in our Apollo days when it was about 2005, we were on the same team. I believe it was the 8th grade team. And I learned so much from your father, just a true, true gentleman and always ready and just did right by kids, you know, just really did an amazing job of teaching our kids not only the instructional pieces, but just how to be good people. Mm-hmm. And so I have a lot of respect for him. And I know your brother Michael's an educator as well. And so keeping along that family tree, your husband, yes. Matt Kraft, he's a principal at Lawfer, and his mom was a former music teacher at Sunnyside. So just a lot of educators in that family. Yes. Pretty, man, I can imagine those dinner talks. Imagine being at the dinner table and having those discussions, right? Thanksgiving, it's probably all about education. So pretty cool,
Yes, absolutely.
So second year, so we just started this program here. I mean, both high schools offer it, Desert View and Sunnyside, and second year here at Sunnyside High School. And so tell us a little bit about what this class is all about. Why would somebody be interested in taking the Ed Professions course? What does that lead to? So I don't know if we want to start with Ms. Kraft or start with the students. Do you guys feel comfortable answering that question? What caught your attention to be in this class?
What caught my attention was being Ms. Kraft, being the majority. She's an awesome teacher, honestly. I first off started like not really wanting to. Like, I was curious, but it was kind of like not a, like a base decision that I made. But now that I got to know Ms. Kraft and know how she teaches, and she's an amazing teacher, obviously, and that made me stay. Mm-hmm. Because I have a brother that he goes to, he's in college right now. Mm-hmm. He's a software engineer. And I kind of wanted to do that too. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of like put a passion in me. And then, but then Ms. Kraft came in and then ran that over.
So now she ran that over, huh?
So now I want to
demolish that plan for you.
Now I want to be an educator.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. And you know what? It's okay to do that. Yeah. It's okay to overlap. It's okay to have different interests. You know, you're a junior now. It's best to do it. We call that career exploration, right? And it's best to do it now while you're in high school, because when you're in college and you start switching majors, it ends up costing you a little bit of money. Not that it should prevent you from doing it. You should always follow what you want to do, but it's okay. And we need great educators there. So we want you to stay with that thought, Brian, of being an educator. We need teachers. And how about you, Mari?
Well, I've always wanted to be a writer, to be honest, but I never saw that as something that could keep me stable. So I thought to myself that if I ever wanted to pursue it, I would need something. And you know the saying, if you can't do it, teach it. Mm-hmm. So I thought that if I couldn't become stable with teaching, I could, well, not teaching, with writing, I could be a teacher and encourage students to do that. And Mrs. Kraft, she encourages us to, you know, continue with education. Mm-hmm. I think it also helps knowing that this class is not only about being teaching, but it more goes into kids and how to understand them, how to build leadership skills, other like things that can tie into education, like coaching, principals, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So it's a really good experience that I've been a part of.
Good. Well said, well spoken. And, mm-hmm. and you know, I love that piece. Obviously, I'm getting the vibe here that Ms. Kraft is super inspiring, right? She's super, you know, convincing you guys. And most importantly, just giving you information to keep your options open in terms of what's out there. Mm-hmm. You know, I love the way, what was the quote you just mentioned?
If you can't do it, teach it.
If you can't do it, teach it. Never thought of it that way, but that's pretty cool. But you know, I also encourage students, like, always chase what you want to do. Mm-hmm. Never give up. Never let anybody tell you can't do something, right? Because you're going to have I've said this in prior shows, you're going to have the haters, right? You're going to have the people that knock you down here and there, but you keep moving forward and chase what you want. It's interesting, as Mari was explaining what's been learned in this class, do you ever think of, God, you know, what I'm learning in this class is what some of our teachers go through every day.
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
Do you guys want to talk a little bit about that?
Definitely, because in our internship that we're doing right now, we're more hands-on. This class is more hands-on. Mm-hmm. And we're experiencing the hardships that teachers face throughout their day-to-day basis. And basically, like, being able to, like, to teach, like, lessons, for example. Right now, we're doing a lesson where we have to, like, I don't know how to say this, but can you go on about it?
Yeah. Are you talking about your lesson for, like, the mini lesson?
Yeah, the mini lesson.
Yeah, so right now my students, quite a few of them are off campus. They're doing an internship with a teacher at Sierra or Los Amigos or Rivera. We have a few at Liberty, Apollo, so kind of sprinkled all throughout the district. And they've been going 6 weeks straight. They started with just getting to know the kids, doing an icebreaker activity, introducing themselves, and now they're slowly starting to do more, helping out the teacher with group work, hanging up bulletin boards, you know, student work. But I'm having them actually create a mini lesson plan tied to that teacher's content.
Yeah.
And we've already been lesson planning, so this is just an additional way for them to practice those set of skills.
Wow,
and I think they've come to realize just how much goes into lesson
planning.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I love it. I love it. I love hearing that you have this internship experience,
mm-hmm.
right? You have this experience. And I was aware we did internships, but it's so cool that you guys are doing them in classrooms at different schools
mm-hmm.
with our teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's that hands-on real life experience, right? That you're getting as high school students,
yeah.
which is amazing, right?
Yeah.
As juniors. I mean, you know, looking back when I was in high school here at Sunnyside, I don't know, I could have handled that, right? And that's pretty intense. And also a shout out to our teachers. I mean, lots of respect for what
yes.
they do. You know, our teachers work tirelessly. They work super hard because they want to make sure that our students don't go, you know, that they don't go without, right? We want to make sure we provide them every opportunity, and that student experience is so, so important. And we want them to be successful. And
yeah.
so what they do every day matters, right? Their interactions, their actions, their words matter. And so they're very good at what they do. So a big shout out to our teachers. We love what they do and lots of respect for them. So so if a student, you know, for those middle school students who are always exploring, right? Right now they're thinking about high school. They're thinking about, you know, what high school should I go to?
Mm-hmm.
What career academies are offered at Sunnyside? Which ones are offered at Desert View?
Mm-hmm.
How would you best explain Ed Professions, Ms. Craft, to those incoming freshmen and even to the freshmen that
yeah.
are not going to be sophomores, right?
Yeah.
Because now they have to choose their academies. And what we want out of students is giving them the opportunity to complete a sequence, right, in CTE.
Yes. So we actually just did our freshman tours about a month ago, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just basically explain Ed Professions as a class that exposes students to all of the different components that are tied to education. And sometimes when students hear education, they just think teaching. And so what I really like to emphasize to all students is that, yes, it's about education, but I'm also giving students the opportunity to acquire different professionalism skills.
Mm-hmm.
So the ability to collaborate with your peers, the ability to problem solve, the ability to get out of your comfort zone and do harder tasks like
mm-hmm.
lesson planning, interning, you know, off campus. And so I think this is just, even if it's not something that you necessarily will pursue after high school, it gives you those skills that you're going to use no matter what career path that you go into.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love that piece of we always use the quote, do hard better.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
or handle hard better.
Yeah.
There's a big, you know, just not to get off topic here, but there's a YouTube of the Duke University girls basketball coach that talks about how to handle hard better. Love that piece because it's what it is. It's a life skill is
yes.
what you said. And
yeah.
I love that point of, you know, education. I mean, we totally respect our teachers, but it's just not, there's just not teaching positions in education. There's support staff.
Yes.
There's specialists, you know,
yeah.
That work in education. There's administrators, there's parapros,
mm-hmm.
there's, you know, different types of career paths. And they're all important. You know, they're all important to run a school district like ours.
Yes.
They're all important
yeah.
to run sites like Sunnyside, right? Like Sunnyside High School.
It's open enrollment season, and at Sunnyside, we understand that families have options when it comes to their children's education. With 21 diverse schools nestled in our vibrant community, each Sunnyside school offers a unique educational experience tailored to meet the needs and passions of every student.
From innovative career and technical education programs to enriching arts initiatives, there's something special for everyone.
Visit SUSD12.org to learn more and discover why thousands of families choose Sunnyside.
You will love us.
Don't believe us? Just watch.
So what has been, if I can ask, Brian and Mari here. What's been your like aha moment, like, you know, since being in this class? I mean, I think we all have those moments where it's like, boom, the light bulb turns on. We have that aha moment where it's like, man, I'm glad I'm doing this. Or you know, you have a moment where you say, maybe this isn't for me, right? But, you know, I think from what you guys are saying, it's you guys are super engaged in this class. So can you talk a little bit about that, your aha moments?
I think my aha moments, there have been multiple. I think the ones that really stood out is how before the beginning of this year, I had the opportunity to assist the new teacher orientation by giving a student perspective while others presented. Yeah. And as well as our final, where we had to make a lesson plan and present that into teachers. And present how exactly, as well as making accommodations and modifications based on IEP plans or 504 plans.
Wow, love it, love it. And what are IEP and 504 plans again? Just, I know what they are, but I love that you guys use these acronyms. And it's like, you know, because I think when I first started teaching many, many years ago, like 1996, 1997, that was foreign to me, you know, although there was a responsibility, you know, of you have to accommodate your students with special needs. You know, there's IEPs, individual educational plans, and but, you know, that wasn't your focus in your major at the time in that content area you were studying. So when I'm hearing a junior high school student talk about IEPs and 504s, it's just amazing, you know, because every student deserves to be accommodated, right? Every student deserves those, we got to fulfill those needs of support, right? And so that is so cool, you know, and then there's just this whole NTO, you know, our NTO's new training or new teacher orientation that we have every year. There's 5 days and all the new teachers to the district and those new to teaching go through a professional development. And that is so awesome that you guys got to attend that, right? And it's this piece of like vulnerability, right? Mm-hmm. We want to get them off to a good start, but it's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay not to know certain things. Mm-hmm. And you guys were there with them. Ms. Kraft talked about the power of collaboration and being thought partners and helping each other out. And that's what it's all about. You never, you know, I think for those people in education, you're never alone. You know, there's a lot of resources, there's a lot of help. You know, we have to be able to ask for help when we need it. And it's okay. So what about your aha moment, Brian?
The most recent one was when I went to Sierra uh-huh. for my internship. Like I said, I go to the high school one with Ariza for medical Spanish.
Okay.
But she wasn't there because she needed to do something else for her. And I went to Sierra with a friend. And my aha moment was when this child, I forgot her name. It started with an A. But she was a leader. There was an English learner student, and she was struggling with English, obviously, and she literally helped her throughout the way, helped her with the things that we're doing. We were learning about the pollen cycle, like the pollen, mm-hmm. how the pollinators they go pollen, and that's mm-hmm. how flowers grow, and she was helping her throughout the way, and that was like, I just needed to help her with a bit of stuff, and that was like my thing. I love this.
Yeah,
that's awesome. I love making people learn and being able to learn myself.
Exactly, and well said. I mean, it's you know, we call those like those are like life changing moments for people, right? I mean, when you feel valued, when you feel somebody's there to help you, and you don't feel alone in it, that's a good feeling, right? And you know, I wanna say this to our teachers because it's so great to hear it from these young people today. You know, right now we're hearing it from young people that are high school students learning about the profession, right? Yeah. Learning about education. But you guys are like spot on with a lot of what you're saying. And I know for a lot of us that became educators and have been in the classroom and have taught, we did it for those reasons, right? Mm-hmm. Because we all have a story. We have that story of who made a difference in my life. Who's that teacher that inspired me, challenged me, and kind of pushed me in the direction of wanting to become a teacher. Kind of what you said earlier, Brian, that Ms. Kraft, I can't remember exactly how you said it, but kind of pushed you in that direction. And, you know, I remember having amazing teachers as well, you know, when I was in school, you know, my kindergarten teacher, I remember her, Ms. Lopez, and high school, I had Mr. Heinz, and just amazing teachers that made you feel good about yourself, right? And so that's great to hear that, and it's great to see that your noticings are right on, because part of being a teacher is these noticings that we have about our observations in the classroom, these noticings about learning, right? And evidence of learning. So what you're explaining is like evidence of the learning that was taking place, which is pretty cool. So and I know we're in the process of doing some dual credit, right? With Pima Community College. You want to talk a little bit about that opportunity?
Yeah, so we honestly, a lot of the different connections that I've made have been through the help of Mrs. Skaggs, who started the Ed Professions program at Desert View about 4 or 5 years ago. So she connected me to the Pathways to Teaching program. And right now, as the Ed Professions teacher, I don't have my master's degree. It just wasn't something that I was able to do. And but through Pathways to Teaching, that's connected through the U of A, that's connected to Pima. This is a great opportunity for any of my students who want to become teachers after they finish their first 2 years of their gen ed courses. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They can enroll in the Pathways to Teaching program. It's about a 17-month program. It's all tuition free for the mm-hmm. students. Mm-hmm. They get a stipend a month. Just for being enrolled in the program, but they get that hands-on experience at Los Niños, mm-hmm. just getting to work with the students. And this is something that might even benefit me as a teacher. Mm-hmm. They have a master's program that I'm trying to look into.
Yeah, we've had several employees go through this program. Yes. And you know, we've partnered with the U of A with this Pathways program, and it's a great thing, right? It's because we know that there's definitely great people out there working with our students, and they may not have the teaching certification, but you know, this is a great opportunity for someone to get the certification at no to or to very little cost, yes. right? Mm-hmm. And so thanks for sharing that. Yeah. I mean, you know, although we work really hard to make sure we try to align all our courses that qualify for dual enrollment, you know, through Pima Community College. And for those individuals out there that are listening that don't know, dual enrollment means that you're dual enrolled, right? You're enrolled mm-hmm. in high school as a student, but you're also enrolled through Pima College, and you're earning that credit, but you're taking the course here in the high school setting in the classroom.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't cost our students anything. And, you know, they have the opportunity to earn that college credit, and it feels good because, you know, you start gaining that confidence, that agency to say, hey, I am college material. And I'm sure you might have had other opportunities with other courses to take some dual enrollment here on campus. And so that's super cool. So my question to Brian and Madi, what are your future plans? Like, you know, I know we've talked a little bit about education. We've talked about a lot of stuff going on. A lot of different opportunities in education. What are your, you know, after you graduate here from Sunnyside High School, what do you hope to do?
Mm-hmm. I'm hoping I could go out of state for college, mm-hmm. double major in English and education, you know, start somewhere where I could be a teacher as an English teacher for secondary schools. So.
Okay. So you want to teach the probably middle to high, right? Mm-hmm. The older kids.
Yeah.
Right. How about you, Brian?
My future goals are also go out of state and be able mm-hmm. to be major in the education field. I still don't know which field I'm going into in the education field, but I know that I want to be in there. And I'm very into volleyball. Mm-hmm. I want to be part of a club in college. And I want to be a coach. I want to be a coach and teach. Mm-hmm. So this CTE class has helped me a lot with being able to like handle my nerves.
Yeah, and I, you know, I want to share something because that's the reason I kind of got into teaching, because I wanted to coach. You know, when I graduated here from Sunnyside High School, I remember my principal, Raul Nido, saying, hey, go get your degree and come see me, right? And I got into education for the reason that I wanted to coach. And you know, we know we're not going to coach forever, but, you know, and here I am. You know, it's people like the Raul Nidos gave me those opportunities. And so, you know, I'm here to say to both of you, get your degrees and come see me, right? I'm gonna use the same quote Mr. Nido gave me back in 1992. And, you know, come see us because we need people like you, Brian, like you, Mari, and, you know, Ms. Kraft's here, the proof, right? That when you have people that are super, you know, passionate about educating young people and passionate about serving this community, you know, it makes the world a difference. And we had those people that led us, you know, and so we thank those ahead of, you know, that ahead of us, right? Is that the right word? We thank those that supported us, and it's kind of paying it forward, right? And so yeah, you know, this is great things. Any last thoughts, you know, Ms. Kraft, any last thoughts for our listeners? You know, for me, I think our audience sometimes are our parents, our community, our teachers, our employees, right? Because we want them to spread the word of the great things happening in our high schools, right? And in all our schools. But right now the focus is we're talking about some CTE classes. Mm-hmm. And this is another amazing CTE class that we offer at our high schools, at both high schools. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it could lead to something. It can lead to many, many things, right? Even if it's not education, it'll help you down the road.
Yeah, and I think what I love about this class is just the ability to network with so many different people. So again, you know, even though it's tied to education, we have networked with so many different people tied to education. So right now, Mari, her internship is through Literacy Connects. So she's a reading seed coach over at Los Amigos. And so for my students who might be more reserved, who may not want like a big classroom of students, that one-on-one opportunity that she has and other students of mine have, that's perfect for them. We've also partnered up with Dr. Williams, and she came to me. She came to Mrs. Giggs at Desert View and was saying, hey, I need some help. Some of our schools at our district are missing some inclusive playground pieces. And it was perfect timing because we were talking about exceptional learners. Mm-hmm. And so we've been doing some research. The project is still continuing where we're looking at inclusive pieces to add to certain playgrounds. Yeah. And I think the greatest part of CTE is that it's so hands-on and it's real world applications at its
absolutely.
Best.
Absolutely. And so these are real life opportunities, right? And I'm glad to, again, just going to reiterate what I said earlier, these internship opportunities are just amazing. You know, you get the firsthand experience, like you are in the trenches, as we say, you know, figuring it out, interacting with the students, interacting with the teacher, interacting with parents, you know, because teaching is just not teaching the lesson in the classroom, right? I mean, our teachers do so much, you know, it's not only teaching in the classroom, it's knowing the strengths and challenges of every student. You know, it's knowing a little bit of background information or a lot of background information about every student. What's their home life like? Mm-hmm. You know, you know, what are their challenges in terms of whether it's in the classroom or even outside of the classroom, right? And so they just do so much. And so another big shout out to our teachers. We truly, truly appreciate them. And any last comments for you, Brian or Mari, as we wrap up here? Mm.
I would say, like, love teaching, love being able to love, just love.
Hey, it's the month of February.
Yes, it is.
And so there's love in the air. But no, you're right. I mean, we have this big sticker in our office that says love teachers, right? And so, because without teachers, things would be difficult, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that as we wrap up here, I just want to point out, you know, to the listeners out there that Sunnyside offers a lot of choices for students, you know. So for those parents that are thinking about where to send their children, what high school to send to, research it. You know, we got a lot of information online. You know, call the school, come take a tour. For those students that are eighth graders, you know, wanting to come in, you know, thinking about where they're going to go to high school, and even our freshmen, you know, ask those questions. Because we want you to be in those classes that you find valuable, especially those CTE classes.
Yeah.
and we want you to explore, right? We want you to explore in terms of careers and figure out what your passion is, you know, because I always say your passion leads you to your purpose, right? If you figure out that passion, if you're passionate about something, you're going to figure out that purpose.
Yeah.
And so I want to thank you guys. You guys were awesome. I've learned a lot today, mm-hmm. you know, and so, you know, we hope to spread the word here. And that wraps up this episode of Somos Sunnyside.
Somos Sunnyside.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Somos Sunnyside. We hope you enjoyed the conversation and found it entertaining. If you liked what you heard, don't forget to subscribe and share our podcast with La Comunidad. For updates on future episodes and more, be sure to follow us on social media and visit our website at susd12.org. We appreciate your support and can't wait to have you back for the next episode. Hasta la próxima vez en Somos Sunnyside.